You're listening to the audio production of Understanding Four Views on Baptism by Thomas J. Nettles, Richard L. Pratt Jr., Robert Kolb, John D. Castelline, John H. Armstrong, General Editor, and Paul E. Engel, Series Editor. Published by Zondervan and read by Henry O. Arnold. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
Introduction, Division, Differences, and A Dream. John H. Armstrong. Most Christians agree that baptism is important. In fact, the overwhelming majority of Christians believe that it is very important. Didn't Jesus himself submit to baptism? And didn't Jesus clearly command it for his followers? Furthermore, didn't the apostles and the leaders of the early church baptize those who came to faith in Jesus of Nazareth? The New Testament abounds with clear evidence that baptism mattered to early Christians, and the history of the Christian church for nearly 2,000 years demonstrates that baptism has always mattered to Christians in all ages and all contexts. One conclusion we cannot draw, at least from the Bible or church history, is that we can treat baptism as unimportant. The difficulty. Let's face it, nothing more quickly leads to disagreement among otherwise agreeable Christians than a discussion about the meaning and mode of Christian baptism. There are almost as many reasons for disagreement about baptism as there are views and positions held by Christians on baptism. But the most basic questions remain. What is the real significance of baptism? How does God work in this act? What does it mean to receive Christian baptism? And is baptism necessary for salvation? As if these questions weren't vexing enough, we have the added difficulty of deciding who should be baptized. Should we baptize only those who profess faith through a clear understanding of the gospel and desire publicly to express a personal commitment to Jesus? What about the children of Christian parents, particularly infants, who cannot answer questions about faith? Put another way, what should the church give to the children of faithful parents who desire to give their offspring all that God provides for such children? And if these two questions aren't difficult enough, there is a third one regarding the mode of baptism. Should we immerse in water the person being baptized, or is it enough to sprinkle or pour water over them? Does it even matter? Let's be very clear at the outset. There are godly, faithful, and earnest students of the Bible who hold to different views about water baptism. Disagreement about baptism is not proof of rebellion, stupidity, or immaturity. Some of the most wonderful Christians you and I know fail to agree with one another about baptism. This is water that really does divide real Christians. I have formed a few ideas about why we differ on this subject. Some of my ideas are merely opinions about the nature of disagreement in general. Others are views I've formed based on how I have come to understand the Bible. There is one thing I am quite sure about, after many years of wrestling with this issue. Christians who do not agree with me are not better or worse than I am because of their understanding of baptism. Their love for Jesus and His love for them is not somehow inferior to my love for Jesus or His love for me, simply because we do not agree about baptism. We must nevertheless face the fact that this issue does divide us. Seeking to ignore the problem will not solve it. We can, and we must, work at overcoming the disagreements we can overcome. We can, and we must, remove prejudices and fears wherever possible. And we should seek to understand why we disagree and thus learn how to face our disagreements with a better knowledge of real differences. All the while, we must dig deep into Scripture and church tradition, seeking to understand why we believe what we do and what these beliefs mean for our own lives of faith. In the end, to his own master, each person stands or falls. Romans chapter 14, verse 4. One more word is in order regarding our differences over baptism. We must all realize that we are finite beings.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?